Kamala Harris actually spoke out about what's going on at the southern border, and who she blamed is just stunning. Joe Biden's team shuts down a press conference while the British Prime Minister is still speaking. Plus, a man wins his debut fight in women's MMA. All that and more. I'm Bobby Eberle. This is the 13 Minute News Hour.
God bless the United States of America.
Okay, friends, welcome to the show. Happy Wednesday. I hope you're having a great week. If you're new to the show, thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to start with Kamala Harris, because with all the turmoil going on in the Biden administration right now, the Biden-Harris administration, that's how they refer to it. There's just one problem. There is no Harris. Well, there's no Biden either, but Kamala Harris has just plain disappeared. She's supposed to be the border czar, and yet the situation at the border is completely out of control. Remember, when asked about Harris's role, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki corrected all of us, saying that Harris is addressing the root causes of migration. Well, I can solve the problem right now. The clear root cause that's driving people to head to the border are the open border policies of the Biden-Harris administration. But Kamala Harris doesn't seem interested in that root cause. Well, now we finally heard from her, and what does she have to say this week? With over 10,000 Haitians just suddenly appearing out of nowhere at the Texas border, Harris's profound statement was that she didn't like the fact that Border Patrol agents were on horseback trying to keep border crossers back and keep the situation from devolving into complete chaos. Here's Harris.
What I saw depicted about those individuals on horseback treating human beings the way they were is horrible. And I fully support what is happening right now, which is a thorough investigation into exactly what is going on there. But human beings should never be treated that way. And I'm deeply troubled about it. And I'll also be talking with Secretary Mayorkas today.
So Harris supports a full investigation of what's going on there. Doesn't matter to her or Joe Biden that over 1 million illegal border crossings have occurred since they came into office. Over 1 million. There are over 200,000 just last month. Texas is being overrun and the administration is doing nothing about it. But Harris? Harris is upset with this. Drugs, gangs, human trafficking. Oh, I can't leave off COVID either. All are coming across our border, basically unchecked. And Harris is upset with some agents on horseback. Here's some reaction from some Border Patrol agents who are not only overwhelmed, but who are now facing criticism from Harris for being on horseback. Border Patrol agents who spoke to Fox News were angered by the pile-on from the administration and accused it of trying to deflect from its inability to control the border. This whole situation is blowing up, and even liberals are turning on this administration, one agent told Fox News. Harris is placing blame on agents to deflect because she and Biden are not going to change how they are handling this. Another source was more blunt, saying that the outrage just proves what absolute idiots they are. With basic knowledge and two brain cells, anyone knows those agents use split reins. They do use them as a whip on their horses, the agent said. This helps get a quicker response from the horse to move out when needed, especially when the horse may be hesitant with groups of people or other animals. Unreal. That's right. Some Democrats and media outlets are condemning the Border Patrol agents because they say the agents are whipping the people, not the horses. They have no clue how the split reins are used, but that doesn't stop them from saying just plain stupid stuff. It's like when the Democrats in the media get on their kick to criticize firearms and call a magazine a clip, or the dreaded description of a firearm that is fully semi-automatic. Here, Harris and Biden have no control over the border, and they don't want to have control over it, but they will throw out criticism if it suits their agenda. Something needs to be done. The border needs to be closed immediately, and Biden-Harris need to be held accountable. Okay, next, let's talk about Joe Biden and his embarrassing comments from yesterday. But first, if you're new to the show or haven't subscribed yet, regardless of platform, just search out my name, hit that subscribe button, make sure notifications are turned on. That way you can follow the show and help us grow. Okay, so next is Joe Biden, who spoke to the United Nations yesterday, and it was a dream speech for all the globalists out there. Biden stressed the need to address climate change. He pledged even more money that the U.S. doesn't have in order to give it away to foreign countries. And he also expanded on his Build Back Better slogan to Build Back the World Better. If I were a world leader, I would have truly winced at that one. Just look at what Biden's Build Back Better policies are doing for America. Can the entire world handle such plans? I guess if you're a leftist and want to destroy America and freedom and liberty, then I'm sure you're all for it. But in a brief interaction with reporters at the UN, Biden then admitted that the southern border is not under control, a statement that must have made his staffers and handlers break down in tears. And here's the story. President Joe Biden admitted that his administration does not have the U.S.-Mexico border under control when pressed by reporters on the subject Tuesday. Biden made the comments during a brief interaction with reporters at the United Nations General Assembly in New York City. The U.S. southern border has faced record-setting border crossings since soon after Biden gained office in January. Mr. President, what's your reaction to the images coming from the southern border? A reporter asked. We'll get it under control, Biden responded. You will get it under control or you have it under control, the reporter pressed. We will get it under control, the president said. Yep, this had to drive staffers crazy because it directly contradicts what Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas has been saying, that there is a challenge at the border, but that the administration definitely has it under control. Give me a break. Over 10,000 Haitians just show up overnight, and yep, everything is under control. Biden actually spoke the truth that it is out of control, but the problem is that he has no plans to get it under control. Then, later on Tuesday, Biden had a bizarre Oval Office meeting with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. During the meeting, Biden went off on an Amtrak story that he has told before, and here's how he started it.
I travel more on Amtrak than I think. If I were a conductor, I'd be number one in seniority. I got to tell you a quick story. It has nothing to do with anything.
Biden went on to tell a story of a conductor who calculated all the miles Biden had traveled on Amtrak. The story has come under scrutiny in the past for being less than accurate. Then, during the meeting, Boris Johnson, not Joe Biden, opens up the floor for questions from the media.
And I think we want to renew and strengthen our transatlantic bond. And it feels to me like it's going very, very well. But I think, would it be okay if we just have a couple of questions, just a couple of
good
questions
luck.
And I think we're going to be ruthless. I'm going to be ruthless. I'm going to go to Harry Cole from The Sun.
Ask him the question.
So Boris Johnson, not Joe Biden, throws things open for questions, and he calls on one of the British media outlets. Biden showed surprise when the reporter actually asked him a question. Now, Biden did answer a few questions, and that was clearly not part of the plan. He always sounds like he's not quite sure what's going on. Well, this off-the-script moment was apparently too much for Biden's staff, because look at what happens as Johnson is right in the middle of speaking.
Belfast Good Friday Agreement. That's the...
I have no.
Okay, so that's Joe Biden's day on Tuesday, and it is a perfect summary of a leftist agenda of open borders and globalist policies being driven by someone who's not fit to be president. All right, so next, in another loss for women's sports, Alana McLaughlin, who is a man and a former collegiate track athlete and former Army Special Forces sergeant, participated in a mixed martial arts or MMA professional bout in the women's division. McLaughlin won the match and the victory has set off a firestorm of criticism from other MMA fighters. And here's the story. In her, meaning his, MMA debut, the American McLaughlin, who transitioned from male to female, which doesn't happen, in 2016, defeated Celine Provost of France in the Combat Global Prelims in Miami, a bout that has since ignited a furious debate over competitive fairness as well as the physical dangers for female-born fighters. Not holding back were stars such as Sean Strickland, who said on Instagram that McLaughlin should get out of women's MMA, coward, and Jack Shields, who posted photos of McLaughlin looking ripped before and after her, meaning his, transition. Okay, just a quick note. I love the Washington Times. Any of you who follow the show knows that this is one of my go-to sources. But in this case, this writer falls for the same left-wing wording that the Associated Press uses, meaning that science and biology are pushed aside and the reporter just pretends that this man actually somehow magically transitioned into a woman. You can chop things off. You can take as many hormones as you want. The DNA is the DNA, and a man is a man. This guy was a fully grown adult male before he underwent surgery and hormones. Thus, his body already developed. Just look at him and say that being a man doesn't give him an advantage. All right, so back to some of the reaction. This is the woman MMA fighter they just allowed to beat up a girl in Florida, tweeted Shields. So brave of her to transition, then live her dream of beating up women. It's not disrespectful to women. It's dangerous to women. It's dangerous. It's unfair, said retired MMA fighter Michael Bisping on his podcast. UFC fighter Sugar Sean O'Malley said on his podcast that, I just don't think that's okay, especially when it comes to mixed martial arts. It's like she had testosterone for 20 to 30 years of her life, and now I'm a girl? O'Malley said. Look, you can tell. That's a dude. Look at her arms. Friends, if we keep going down this path, then what is going to happen to women's sports? Recall this high school track event where boys were allowed to compete in the girls' event.
Kyle Gabanelli.
There you go. And I thought those on the left were supposed to be champions of women's rights. All right, so next, here's a little political news regarding Liz Cheney. And I can't say that it comes as a surprise. As you know, former President Trump has endorsed Harriet Hageman to replace Cheney in the U.S. House from Wyoming. Well, guess who is supporting and fundraising for Liz Cheney? Former President George W. Bush. And here's the story. Former President George W. Bush is throwing his fundraising support behind Representative Liz Cheney in the race for Wyoming's single U.S. House district, backing one of the 10 Republican House members who sided with Democrats in voting to impeach former President Donald Trump. The Wall Street Journal reported Wednesday that one of Bush's first campaign events of the 2022 midterms will be a fundraiser to support Cheney. Apparently, if you vote for a bogus impeachment, then you earn the respect and support of the Republican establishment. Both impeachments were driven by Democrats and people like Cheney and had no basis in actual facts. Also, despite numerous attempts from people like House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy to get Cheney focused on doing her job, she continued to push aside the Republican agenda in order to continue airing her personal grievances. Those actions cost Cheney her House GOP leadership position. But apparently, she's still A-OK with the establishment. Here's more. According to the Wall Street Journal, Bush's fundraiser is scheduled for October 18th in Dallas, with co-hosts to include Karl Rove, a longtime political advisor for Bush, and former Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison, who served as U.S. Ambassador to NATO under Trump. Other co-hosts cited in the report include former Hunt Oil Company Chief Executive Ray Hunt, former Bush White House Counsel Harriet Myers, and former Bush White House Counselor Karen Hughes. Ugh. What can you say? Cheney became completely ineffective as a member of the GOP leadership in the House. And yet, that ineffectiveness is being rewarded with support. It's truly time for new leadership. Okay, friends, that's our show for today. I hope you enjoyed it. But don't forget, if you're new to the show or haven't subscribed yet, regardless of platform, just search out my name, hit that subscribe button. Make sure notifications are turned on. That way you can follow the show and help us grow. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our next show is going to be Friday evening at the usual time, 6:30 p.m. Central. Until then, I'm Bobby Eberle. This is the 13-Minute News Hour.